News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, and we appreciate him. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He says, so far, traffic is perfectly okay around here. No problems reported. We welcome into the studio. Allie Stevens is training to do Sunrise. She'll be at the catbird seat next Tuesday and Wednesday, while I'll be standing out front looking for a deer out front. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see how that goes. In the studio with us now, we have two guests today. Helen Walter is back. We think of her as the great proprietor of Cottage on Pine in Sealands Grove, but the very active president of the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
And you had a couple of 200-300 folks at your tree lighting
last night. Yes, we had a wonderful tree lighting last night.
Yeah, with lots of music. Kids, Sealands Grove High School chorus did your music.
Yes, and the fourth grade chorale.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sang Santa, You're Too Fat again. Great song.
Well, good. That sounds like downtown Sealands Grove is just enchanting at times, and I honestly think that's part of the reason because of that kind of event. Dwayne Dwyer is here. He's a board member of the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce. You can find him over at his haircutting place. First Class Mail is his business. Welcome back, sir.
You bet, Mark.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. All right, so we got a couple of things on the agenda. But first of all, Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce gluing the town together and making sure that all the businesses are on the same page and celebrating Sealands Grove.
We're having a lot of fun, and we also give credit to Sealands Grove Projects, Inc. that takes care of making it look so beautiful with the White Christmas Committee and all the gorgeous lights downtown.
All right, so those are your aides. Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce website, discoversealandsgrove.com. So
yes.
If you want to find out anything about anything, please go to that website. All right, let's start out with the Santa Pet Parade. Is that your baby?
It's my baby.
Okay.
About 5 years now.
Okay. So it's a pet parade. When does it start? Where does it form? And what can I bring? I have a camel. Is that permitted?
As long as it's leashed, Mark, you're okay.
Leashed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it one hump or two? That's. It's December 7th. On Pearl Harbor Day, Saturday, 2 p.m., Sharon Lutheran Church. We register everybody around 1:30. Registration means you're signing your life away. You're responsible for your pet in case it bites anybody or your camel spits on someone. It doesn't matter. It's just a little waiver to make sure that you're responsible for your pet. But the cool thing is it's free. There's no charge to do this. It's just a chamber-sponsored event.
And it's fun.
It is fun. You got to pick up your poop, though. You leash it. You walk 6 blocks. The Susquehanna University and Actus team comes out with me on Friday night, and we chalk the paw prints on the sidewalk where the parade will go. So we always get weird looks from people, like sitting in BJ's looking out, why are these people crawling up the sidewalks? But it makes it look really cool. You got all these colored prints everywhere. So we'll chalk the sidewalks. Chief Garlock will have the police department out there so we don't get hit. And then we have prizes. We have 3 sizes of pets, the small, the medium, and the large. And we have prizes from all the merchants, and it's great. We usually give out, last year we gave about 36 prizes, from pizzas to subs to a dog wash at Steininger's. So come on out, bring your pet, do your thing. Man.
And costumes for the people and the pets.
Yes. Dress in your holiday attire. Thank you for reminding me. And we have a best in show, just like they do at Westminster, for the best coordinated handler and pet. So get out your old Santa tux there, and you're in business, buddy.
You can get a good prize from that. Late to Shoppers Night. Sounds relatively straightforward.
Yes. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but it's always the first Tuesday in December, and we're looking for a wonderful year this year. The last few years, it happens to fall on the same day as Susquehanna University's candlelight service, just based on their calendar. We have always had it the same night. Their calendar changes based on the school calendar. This year, it's not the same night, so we're anxious to see how that goes. We think it'll open some doors for a lot more people to be able to attend, but we have carriage rides. We have a lot of vendors. It's not just our local businesses, restaurants, and retail open late, but many of the spots have extra crafts and artists coming along, little wine spots, just a lot of fun going on. We'll even have some people, some of the farmers market merchants will be in the commons. We have carriage rides, hot cider, and roasting chestnuts in the commons. So
animals?
we were hoping, but Ashburn's not going to be able to come this year.
Okay, so no animals. And
no.
Music. Who provides music?
That also remains to be seen.
Okay. Well, somebody's doing some
music. A couple feelers out there. We're waiting for some deafolence. Hopefully we'll have Saxman Ravi there and perhaps some people from Susquehanna, some students.
Well, you just put a microphone in front of Sarah Lover and ask everyone
to rise. Oh, my goodness, yes.
For the national anthem.
Absolutely.
There's
she's
your start-off
so
song right there. Yep. So, and Santa makes an appearance at Lake Chalmers.
Yes, Santa will be around, and you might even see a couple of elves.
All right, and that is December 3rd, so that will be next Tuesday.
Yes, December 3rd, next Tuesday night, 6 to 11.
All right, so everybody please get down to downtown Sealands Grove. Really, and it's just a fun time. Now, will the holiday passport be available?
Yes, the holiday passport is going on from November 20th till December 20th. That just gives you a special reason to pop into some of these businesses that you've been driving by or walking by and haven't taken the time to visit. I think we have about 30 or 33 businesses this year on our passport. You simply pick up a passport at Sealands Grove Inn or Gracie's. They're the main passport locations. And then you visit the businesses on the passport. You'll see a Christmas tree in the middle of the brochure with some ornaments with a space for you to fill in the number, the passport number you find in each business. You find that number, fill it in, then turn the passport back in to Gracie's or Sealands Grove Inn by December 20th, and we calculate. You get extra points for going off the main street to find those businesses. We calculate all those points, enter your name in a drawing as many times as you've earned on that passport, and we're giving away a lot of prizes. Many of the businesses are donating prizes, plus the Chamber is giving a Fitbit. Tell me it's on there. I can't remember the details.
Yeah,
Fitbit activity,
F3
activity tracker. So
it's the nice one with the heartbeat that shows and everything.
Exactly. I actually have a young friend whose life was saved by one of those. She was running track or something, and they noticed something wasn't right, and they called the doctor. They said, don't move. They took her in emergency surgery. She's like 16 and saved her life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you should wear a Fitbit tracker in all the time anyway. Okay, sound advice. So that's the holiday passport, and that is just a fun way for you to potentially win prizes. But over the course of the opportunity, you'll go to First Class Mail, First National Bank, Flip Salon, Isabella's, Gracie's, Kind Cafe, Miller's Insurance, and I'm just really naming a very small part. Go to All Saints, go to their 8 o'clock service, and enjoy the incense. You can do that. Wicked Dog there. I haven't been there in a couple months, so that's a good place. So, no, it's a hot dog place, but.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's quite all right.
They always give us some great prizes.
So that's the passport. So, yeah, please avail yourself of that, and you got some great prizes. Kids' stocking stuffing, is that on your list of things we got to talk about?
Oh, yeah. That's a good time there. It's like trick-or-treat at Christmas is basically what it amounts to. The kids go to Gracie's, and this year we actually have something for the adults to decorate. It's like a little pine chip. You get that, and then you can decorate it and enter for some fabulous prizes. But the stocking stuffer, you go to Gracie's. Helen has these really great old-fashioned stockings that are pretty plain, and then they have art supplies there, and the kids decorate them.
And that's Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. They do ask you to pre-register.
Yeah, just so I can have enough stockings ready. And it is $5 per child, but $4 of that $5 will go to Kids Grove this year. We always give that to a local, family-oriented children's activity.
Okay, and SUN Actus is going to help out. I see that on your brochure. Now, I have one of the Discover Sealands Grove passports. That's what this is, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, pick these up at all these wonderful businesses. Go to discoversealandsgrove.com for more information on that. What else do we talk about? What else is on your good list? I think we did the ornament. Did we mention that?
The ornament? Okay. Yeah, but the stocking stuffer is good because the kids go to each business and we put something in there. So, I know, I put combs in there in the past. I was thinking about doing gazoos because that would drive everybody crazy downtown.
Why
fun.
Punish parents?
I know, but imagine the festivity sounds that it would have. But the pep parade, the late shoppers night, we got it all going, and the snowflakes look great at night, when you come down, and It's happening.
Yeah, well, yeah. I noticed on Sunday morning somebody took a picture in downtown Sealands Grove. It's just positively enchanting.
It is. Really, and it's just really a good idea to shop local before you get on the line, before you hit the big national stores. Just check out what your local neighbors have in their little shops. It's amazing what you'll find.
Yeah, Sealands Grove Brewing Company, Sire Advertising, Shady Pines Primitives, Troutman's Meat Market, Tudor House Pies, Wise Markets, Wicked Dog Girl. So really, everything you'd need is in Sealands.
We have a couple fun new shops, Remember When, as well as Junk and Jazz, which is an amazing dress shop, clothing shop, right next door to Remember When. So.
And Remember When Antiques also, something
no,
like that?
No, it's actually crafts and art type things. There may be a few antiques in there, but yeah, it's really a nice shop.
An additional comment, please wrap us up with.
I just say, come and discover Sealands Grove. You'll be amazed what you experience there.
Nicely done. DiscoverSealandsGrove.com. Helen Walter, President, Sealands Grove Chamber, Cottage on Pine is her thriving local business on Pine Street. And Dwayne Dwyer, board member of the Sealands Grove Chamber of Commerce, First Class Mail is his busy, busy place. You'll get a lot of people say today to try to get in there before Thanksgiving. Say, I need a haircut so I look decent.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely. Come on down. You know, okay. Use the hair stuff. The turkey, you know, whatever, you know, whatever you got to do.
Get it all done.
You got to look good.
First class.
Look good
man.
For the family.
Thank you both for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.